KR4FNC, going mobile, monitoring.
FNC, this is November 0, Tango Romeo N0GR. My name's Tom, located in Greer.
My name's Rick, and I'm in just south of Greer, north Simpsonville.
It's a beautiful day out here. We are just headed down for a routine doctor's appointment with my wife. Just about waking up the boulevard down here at a place they call Josie's. How's your day going?
Mine's just getting started. I got a heading off to work now and got to meet up with the area manager and go over a bunch of stuff at her store.
So, while I'm on the repeater, with a four-letter word, work, I'm retired.
Keep getting closer to that retired state, but got a bunch to do until then.
Well, I expect much when you get retired, the clock speeds up. It's bills and bills.
I hear it. My father, when he retired, he said he never was so busy in his life.
The truth, I'll tell you, our calendar's full. I about need to get me a day planner. Man, I just had triple bypass surgery, and 3 months before kidney surgery. Now I'm on the verge of hernia surgery, but I'm not sure about that yet. The doctor said no, but I think he's wrong. I've been there before. But at any rate, there's better things to talk about today. And you don't have to say so. I just wondered where you worked at. I'm a retired electrician, electronic technician, worked in large machine shops and industrial.
Like what? Yeah, I've spent 35 years doing IT, computer programming, project management, and for these later tasks, I got investment in UPS stores and currently own 3 of them.
Kudos to you. Well, the IT stuff is just beyond me. I worked on CNC computers that down to the chip level, and anymore you don't even have to do that. You just stick another circuit board in. But I'm not good at, the home computer stuff. But I did know my business with the oscilloscopes and the meters and all of that stuff around machine tools. And I really enjoyed that. My first job was 32 years, and then they shut the place down and been in business 125 years.
25 years, that's a long time to go just to end it. But no, I don't understand. Yeah, if you were doing oscilloscopes and other types of work equipment on the big machine, that makes ham radio essential for you.
It's scratchy down here that time. And I think you said you used the scopes and then on ham radios, is that correct?
Well, the scopes and ham radio for what you were doing, because that all blends in. Look at the signals and stuff, the waveforms that you're sending out. The oscilloscope is a good tool for that.
Give it away to a dear friend. I had a real nice Syncor, the ones that work I use were Tektronix, and more or less to set the firing gates on SCRs and stuff on the silicon control rectifiers and things of that nature, and lots of other stuff too. But I think a spectrum analyzer would be a lot handier on ham radio, but you know, I'm retired, and I've forgotten more than I ever learned, and I do CW almost every night, and a little bit of sideband, but I don't get into the technicalities of it very much. Thankfully, they're fairly reliable nowadays.
True. That's a good thing. TW, oh my God. That's the biggest thing that kept me out of ham radio for the longest time. It's like I could not or refused to learn all the Morse code.
Me too. I wish I'd have started it 25 years earlier, but back in them days, CB bands were decent and had a lot of good people on there now, and then it got to getting dirty and filthy talking and stuff, and I just couldn't have that around my girls or my wife, and so I got out of that, and I had a friend that was blind from stepping on a landmine in Vietnam, and he was an extra class radio operator. I thought, my God, Tom, that's no excuse for you. You better just start working. So I did, and I learned CW from cassette tapes.
Yeah, I think eventually I may pick it up, but it was just one of the things that I said, nah, I don't need a ham license because, you know, you got to have Morse code to get that license, and so I just stuck with my old CB one for many, many years until, like you say, it got too bad, too crowded, and, you know, just nobody with any etiquette.
You're exactly right. That's a good way of putting it. So I got away from that, and I look at QRZ at night for the stations and different DX places, and lo and behold, it's almost all FT8, and I just don't go along with that. But I don't make the rules. That's my GPS talking, and they never ask me about it when they drop CW. But I don't feel like it's the person making the contact. It's the computer making the contact, and that's why I like CW. And it's a very narrow band, and gosh, I can work anywhere in the world with it. And there's still thousands and thousands of people that use it. But the greater majority of the posts I see on the websites are that FT4, FT8, and stuff like that. And I'm 77 years old, and I just don't believe in it.
I understand that. Sometimes it takes a while to adjust to technology and how it's moving. But, yeah, old habits are hard. So, yeah, I totally understand.
Just not personable enough, I guess you would say. The computer does all the work, and all you got to do is set it up, and the click of a mouse, and you've made a contact, and then you can claim it in your logbook of the world for credits for countries and that, and gosh, you can do that with a shortwave radio. But again, I don't make the rules. I have no interest in it. It is interesting how easy it is to make a contact because the sensitivity of the computers is, I think, a lot greater than the radios are now. A lot of the radios are SDR now. I still run my Kenwood 590SG, but Kenwood hasn't come out with a new radio in about the last 8 or 10 years. But Yaesu and a lot of and ICOM, they're really going great in this SDR world and really cuts the noise levels down and makes the contacts much clearer and much better, I'm sure. But I don't need it. I can talk anywhere in the world on my radio. And I just got wire antennas.
What a wire antenna can do, but I haven't quite got to that point yet, because let's see, this weekend Saturday I go down and I'll take my general exam, and after that I can start looking around and see what kind of HF bands I can get into.
And the Yaesus are really really popular. Well, I started out as a technician, and I said I'd never use CW, and then I took the Technician Plus test, which was 5 words a minute. And finally, I took the General, which was 13 words a minute. And then I took the Advanced, and I thought, that's enough. Then I thought about Eldon, my friend, and he was blind, and he was an extra. And I had talked to quite a few blind people on CW. So I just went ahead, and I didn't think I'd ever make it, but I finally did 20 words a minute and got my extra class. And they wanted more people in ham radio, so I think that's the main reason they dropped the CW. It took a lot of elbow grease to get that.
I'm glad they did. I got in with a group of people, and they had the little Bofang handheld radios, and I kept looking at it and going, well, this is fine going unit to unit, but if we get any kind of distance between us, it's not going to be there unless we talk to a repeater, and if you're getting on the repeater, you better have a license.
Exactly my thinking. I've learned a lot on the repeaters, and I've made a lot of friends, and this repeater has a lot of good people on it. We have one idiot on here that tries to interfere all the time, but you can talk right over him, so we just don't pay much attention to him, and on top of that, he did a lot of bad things on here, and, you know, they walk among us.
Do that they do. And no matter where you go, you can't get away from it. So somebody's going to get out there and grab a radio and key up on it and mess it up for everybody else.
You're exactly right. And sometimes they have to answer for it, which isn't particularly cheap. Well, Rick, I better let you go. I'm getting down here towards... Pelham and that, and I get into quite a bit of traffic, but the pleasure's all mine. I've enjoyed it this morning, and enjoy your license, and I hope you get your General and your Extra, and then maybe down the line, you'll want to do some CW when you see how many stations are still on there. I heard that the military is starting to use it a little bit again. I was in the Navy, and we had a streak in our aircraft, the last one I flew in. But they didn't use it much, but once in a while they had to. But I like my paddles. Don't ever try to learn it on a straight key, is my opinion. I like the paddles much better. You have a nice day, Rick, in 73s. This is N0TRCliff.
You have a great day yourself. 73s to you. This is KR4FNC. Look at that, I can't even get it right. AR4FNC. 73s to you, I'll be clear.